Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Bayern Munich picked up their 10th consecutive title versus their nemesis in Borussia Dortmund, and recently the club has said that Lewandowski would not depart the club this summer. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, let me address the match before I get to Lewandowski. Referee Daniel Siebert admitted that he should have awarded Dortmund a penalty in Der Klassiker when Pavard did not play the ball. He said his leg was in an obstacle in Bellingham's path, and it should have been a foul. But nonetheless, another goal wouldn't have helped, in my opinion, because Goretzka, Leon, the man of the match, was magnificent in the midfield. He provided an assist, and Gnabry, Lewandowski, and then the youngster, Jamal Musiala, completed the offense that Bayern needed to leave that match successful and claim their 10th title in a row. Now, I do find it interesting, this Lewandowski talk. You know, there's a lot of drama out there. There was this rumor that there was a meeting that this issue would be addressed between the CEO, Oliver Kahn, and the sporting director on Lewandowski's future. Now, that was said to have happened prior to this kickoff. Well, no discussions on his future had taken place. And after the match, Lewandowski addressed the issue and talked about another meeting happening soon. Nothing special has happened so far. And he said he notices what's going on and the situation is not easy for him. Now, what's going on? All the deals are going on. Thomas Müller, that deal is done. You know, they're trying to get the Manuel Neuer deal done. You know, Gnabry is also an outside issue as well. But Lewandowski, to not get that deal done, I mean, you're talking about a record score. He just broke the single-season scoring record held for several decades. You know, so Lewandowski is worth all that he's asking for. I'm kind of confused of why Bayern is slow on this issue. And the reality is, if Barcelona, the team that seems to be leading the race for Lewandowski, if they get Lewandowski, that will definitely disrupt Bayern Munich's claim to the Bundesliga title. You know, they've held it for so long, and what Bayern Munich so wonderfully do is they poach talent from all around the league. Now, Lewandowski, they did poach him from Dortmund, even though he did leave free because apparently he wasn't happy there. You know, but in terms of Lewandowski leaving this summer, the sporting director addressed the issue, said absolutely not. He's under contract until 2023. You know, but I don't know how much money Barcelona would have to tempt Bayern Munich with to lure Lewandowski away, but it would have to definitely be well above his asking price or their market value they've labeled him for. You know, but come 2023, I definitely think he would leave if it doesn't happen sooner.
Many are calling the Bundesliga to be restructured due to Bayern's dominance. Is that the right call, Chris?
Yeah, well, fans believe it is the right call because that's one thing that's been lacking. You talk about a team winning for 10 years straight. And then when you look at the specifics within this 10-year window, there have been some ridiculous, you know, differences in terms of first and second place teams. You know, sometimes they award the winner previous. I mean, you know, it becomes common nature. It's habitual, you know, for Bayern Munich to walk away with the title prior to the season ending. And that definitely does take a lot of wind out of your sail when you talk about competition. You look at the Premier League, they've had five different winners of that title in the last decade. And other leagues around Europe have had multiple champions as well. The new CEO of the German Football League believes that anything to make the league more competitive, she's up for it. That's Donata Hopfen, the new CEO of the German Football League. You know, she's addressed that issue. She addressed that issue earlier this year. If playoffs help us, then we'll talk about playoffs. You know, it's been so long since this has been the issue, and Bayern have consistently stayed on top. I mentioned poaching talent. They did it with Lewandowski. They did it with Götze, also from Dortmund, and they did it with Mats Hummels, also from Dortmund as well, even though he did return to Dortmund. You know, and then you look at RB Leipzig. They poached Dejan Upamecano, you know, and they poached RB Leipzig's captain as well. I mean, even their coach, Julian Nagelsmann, they paid him a record transfer fee for a coach in football. So Bayern basically do all they can to stay on top, even though their former CEO claim that's not what they're about. They're not about that. They want competition. And their new CEO has kind of echoed that sentiment, saying a semifinals and a finals would mean excitement for the fans. And I think it'd be a good call, because the only thing left cooking right now in the Bundesliga is the race for the Champions League.
Now, Chris, with only a few matches left this season, the last Champions League spot seems to be a tight race between third place Bayer Leverkusen, fourth place RB Leipzig, and fifth place Freiburg.
Yeah, you know, with the title decided already in the bag, the Champions League race is definitely the liveliest one left. A win could swap things around in the standings when you look at the point difference. You know, 3 points separate number three and number five. And it'll all be about momentum and opposition. Leipzig and Freiburg, actually, coincidentally, will compete for the German Cup on May 21st. So, you know, they have that in the back of their minds as well. But looking ahead, Leverkusen is the only one playing at home. And they'll be on the hunt for revenge against Frankfurt, who will be occupied, you know, a couple days before. They'll be playing West Ham in the Europa League semifinals. And any time a team is doing that, you're talking about fatigue to set in when they return to domestic duty. And this could actually benefit Leverkusen. You know, Leverkusen getting 3 more points looks like that'll be the case, in my opinion. And it looks it'll be the same for the other fixtures as well when you look at their opponents. I do believe this Champions League last spot for number four could come down to the very last match day on May 14th.
And before we let you go, Chris, just like always, what else has hit your radar this week?
Well, a bit of Dortmund news. I'm sure it's not news for anyone. Erling Haaland is expected to depart and join Man City and Pep Guardiola, even though Guardiola is not addressing, you know, anything, you know, usual Guardiola and staying tight-lipped on the issue. But Borussia Dortmund news comes to mind. They welcome Dynamo Kyiv to their home stadium for a friendly match. I think that'll be a nice boost of morale. This will be one of many friendlies, you know, that's basically just trying to bring more awareness to the issue and the conflict going on in Ukraine. And I think it's a wonderful gesture, you know, considering Dortmund are coming off the back of the 3-1 defeat in Der Klassiker. I think anytime you can rally your support, your fan base around for a common goal, you know, I do think you are worth a mention and a salute for your effort. I hope the matches play well and a lot of good and morale boosting takes place when the friendly happens.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch. And graphics are provided by David Scullard.